I would say that everything is very much up in the air. Nothing's concluded as yet. We've held a number of high-level meetings, right from 3 days today, even last night's meeting, and I can assure you that there's been no decision taken yet because there's an impediment in the sense that Nana Akunedo remains a member of the NDC. Of course, she resigned a former position, which was as a vice chairman of the NDC. She resigned that, but she remains a member, and of course, she cannot be both a member of that party and of our party. So until we see a resignation or hear news of it, I would simply rule out the possibility that she's going to announce a candidate anytime soon.
So you are definitely saying that it is not true that Nana Akunedo Ajiman Rawlings at this point is a member of the party that you belong to?
No, she's not. Not formally, not in a formal sense. I must also admit, in all sincerity, of course, approaches have been made to her, and we are headhunting a number of other individuals as well. But as I speak, and mind you, I'm the executive chairman, a peculiarity in Ghanaian politics. I know, of course, the minutiae, and I can tell you as I speak that she has not picked nomination forms. She hasn't announced a candidature, and all that is speculated. But in the same vein also, I must admit that, of course, there are earnest efforts to try to rope her in.
What are the chances of your party going to this year's election with a presidential candidate, albeit with the impediments that you've enumerated?
Well, the meetings we've had over the last 3 days or so were frenetic. And a lot of them were strategic in nature of what happens before, what happens after. We know that our Congress, which is scheduled for the 6th of October, will be the tipping point. At that point in time, of course, we'll no longer be talking in terms of speculation or if you like hypothetical matters. We'll know for sure whether we have a candidate for the presidential or not. But, of course, there are a lot of calculations being made. So, of course, there are scenarios we prepared and we're working those things through. But we certainly will fight that election. And the other things, of course, I cannot divulge here because I think they're a bit confidential. But we of course, observing and surveying the landscape very critically with an ox eye. And you can be sure that we take very wise decisions, decisions that are practical, decisions that would be near to the benefit of the group.
Dr. Ayer, some people have expressed concern, especially your former party, the National Democratic Congress, that this is aimed at undermining the chances of the party to retain power in Ghana. What is your take on that?
Well, some people see our party, the NDP, as an existential threat to the NDC, but we're not. I mean, we are too mature, too seasoned to go into politics simply for the sake of revenge. The party, the ruling party, my former party, they have lots and lots of problems, and I don't think Ghanaian democracy is going to get to the heights that we aspire with parties like that because they're internally rotten. There's hardly any democracy at all within those parties, and I think that's the reason why, in fact, that's our raison d'etre, that we've got to have a new political formation that, of course, it's based on integrity, based on other philosophies than those who don't know any, not just the philosophy, but even the practice. Because the practice is worse than the philosophy, you know. In fact, the architecture of the NDC as it is now is far from what's in their constitution because you have structures, informal structures, where the powers reside, where powers are located. So the NDC, I would say, is not fit for purpose. If it's good to run this country or to contribute meaningfully anymore to our democracy, it needs to be reformed. We are not an existential threat to them. We are here simply because we want to drive Ghanaian democracy forward.